Thank you for tuning in to the Ask Qubit About Analytics podcast. Our mission is to make analytics practical. This is not about abstract theory, but to share true stories of how using analytics helps real-life businesses with real-life constraints make the best possible decisions to compete, grow, and thrive. I'm your host, A.G. Tan. A couple of years ago, in episode 36, we compiled three short segments presented by three of our expert consultants. Everyone was really busy at the time, and it was hard to schedule anyone to come on the podcast. So we hit on the idea of just asking for short recordings telling the story of real-life projects that people were working on. It turned out really well. Our audience loved it, and it ended up being one of our most listened to episodes ever. So this week, we're going to try and repeat this success. In the next section, you're going to hear from Tyler King, who was engaged in performing a health check on a poorly performing merchandising model for a global convenience store retailer. From Deepak Kumar, who was also working with a retailer, a different one, on optimizing their supply chain planning processes. And finally, from me. I spent a number of years helping a bank build customer profitability reporting models and consolidating them into a global corporate view. We have worked with many clients in financial services since then, but I'm not sure anyone has made customer profitability reporting as central to how they do business as this bank did back in the 1990s and 2000s. They were truly ahead of their time, both in terms of IT vision and business execution. I hope you enjoy these analytics shorts from Qubit.
My name is Tyler King, and I'm a master consultant at Qubit, specializing in system architecture and design, and using machine learning to implement predictive analytics into IBM Planning Analytics, also known as TM1. I'm currently part of a small team performing a planning analytics health check for a global convenience retailer. During a health check, we focus on answering questions pertinent to determining how the current model operates, its robustness and scalability, strengths and weaknesses, performance, and system architecture slash design. We also investigate the praises and critiques from the model's end users to understand the experienced pros and cons of interacting with their planning analytics implementation. And after completing the health check analysis, we provide a findings document that outlines what features were found that are or are potentially detrimental to the overall performance or goals of the model and the user experience. We also include a roadmap containing a punch list for both short and long-term improvements or adjustments that will benefit the model so that it can better serve its intended purpose. This convenience retailer has multiple PA models, but my current analysis is focused on their merchandise planning model. This currently sees limited use due to data issues. This is a fairly routine health check. The main topics of concern of the current merchandise planning model are focused around data load times, data accuracy and integrity, system performance, and user experience. In parallel, we are keen to find opportunity areas for expanded features or functionality, such as implementing machine learning to drive predictive demand planning or price optimization. Our team is investigating how the model ingests data and any inefficiencies in the current implementation that could be causing excessive load times. This also ties into checking systems that confirm data are loaded correctly and tie out to source systems at all levels. Meanwhile, throughout the health check, we are looking for opportunities to apply Qubit's best practices and design optimizations. And our analysis is centered around user experience and adoption without straying from the main goal of the planning analytics model, which is to solve specific business problems and provide strategic insight by making data accessible and understandable.
The health check is still ongoing, and the root issues causing the users frustrations with the merchandise planning model are becoming clear to us. I'm hopeful that after delivering our findings, we'll be able to collaborate further with the client and get them to a state where they are no longer frustrated with their model, but happy to use it and find it easy to get the information they need to drive their business forward.
Hi, my name is Deepak Kumar, and I'm a master consultant specializing in supply chain planning, including designing and implementation of best-in-class practices and structure. Supply chain has added tremendous value to organizations in past and is my passion. I have spent 20 plus years in supply chain verticals across different organizations, industries, and markets. I'm currently working on a few projects to support best practices in supply chain function, namely demand planning, supply planning, and inventory optimization. I'm also working on going one level deeper in supply chain by focusing on best-in-class organization structure. These work include process mapping, information flow, business review, KPI analysis, and implementation to continually add value to clients' bottom line. The goal here is to partner with our client and move from current state to ideal state, which will help strengthen operational efficiency and build competitive advantage. It's an exciting project, and I'm thrilled to work and define best-in-class process and structure, which will help our client in few areas. Firstly, it would help in arriving at more streamlined and accurate demand plan. Secondly, it would strengthen inventory management by including multi-echelon inventory optimization strategy. And lastly, it would avoid supply chain disruptions and minimize supply chain inefficiency, thereby leading to direct impact to the bottom line. I'm currently working with what I would consider a typical client in the retail space, which is very fast-paced and needs continuous monitoring of actuals and demand pacing to support timely and proactive decision-making. To support the evolution, we also want to include on-demand scenario planning, which would help our client to assess the impact of causal factors, whether internal or external, on forward-looking financial forecast and present more holistic and comprehensive view of end-to-end supply chain.
My name is A.G. Tan, and I have had several roles at Qubit through the years, including Ask Qubit podcast host. But deep in my heart, I will always be a consultant. One of my favorite clients was a major bank, which was way ahead of its time already in the 1990s in terms of modeling and reporting on customer profitability across all its lines of business, individually, and then also as a whole. At the time, they had a central metadata repository of all their business customer legal entities, and they had a business process that ensured it was always up to date. I remember that the legal entity hierarchy for one major automobile manufacturer had about 150 entities in it, all rolling up into a hierarchy of about 14 levels. The whole thing, all the legal entities in this dimension, if you will, had a couple of 100,000 legal entities for all their customers. So each line of business had its own unique customer profitability model that used data and was designed in a way that made sense for that business, but they all shared this legal entities dimension so that profitability metrics by customer, by line of business, by month could be extracted and consolidated in a corporate model. Why was this valuable? Well, it enabled the CEO to sit in a room with all their leaders on a regular basis and truly understand the extent of all their customer relationships. For example, perhaps one small sub-entity of a company was a customer of the treasury business and perhaps being somewhat ignored, while that same company was perhaps doing a huge amount of business with, say, asset management. This is the kind of intelligence that can really drive growth and make sure you're focusing on the right areas. How many companies do you think make the mistake of thinking that their biggest customer in terms of revenue is their most profitable customer? Not at this bank. All these models were built in a tool called TM1, which is now better known as IBM Planning Analytics with Watson. And it was tremendous to see how it could scale up and do all these calculations. Though I will confess, these were big, big models. Remember all the legal entities? So there were some engineering challenges that we had to overcome. The modeling itself was also very interesting because calculating profitability in financial services is a little trickier than you would think. To get to profitability, in simple terms, you need to start with revenue. As we all know, banks charge a lot of fees, so that's an easy piece of revenue to include. But banks also make money on just having your money, for example, investing your cash to get some kind of marginal gain. So to get to all the revenue, you need a way to model that calculation as well and add it to any fees. Once you have revenue, you then need to look at the expense side and figure out what direct costs you have, and for indirect costs, how to allocate them. So, for example, if some big customer had a dedicated client manager, you could charge all the employment costs of that person to the customer as a direct cost. But suppose you have fund administration costs for funds that different customers invest in. You may choose to allocate those costs in proportion to transaction volumes, for example. But once you have revenue by customer and you have total cost by customer, the last step, profitability, is easy: revenue minus costs. But before you could even get to modeling profitability or performance tuning, you had to deal with the number one challenge to pretty much any analytics initiative: data. Defining what data you need and figuring out if it's readily available in the format you need, and if it isn't, how to get to it. And these systems need to be living, breathing things. You need to design it so that new customers, new products, new data sources, new expenses, and so on can be rolled in without too much effort. And ideally, it should be possible for the finance team to own and maintain this. Because even though there is technical complexity, most of the complexity actually comes from the business rules. Now, I was involved in helping to build about five of these things at this particular bank over a period of as many years. Now, initially, I was the architect as well as the developer, working very collaboratively with the lines of business, by the way. But then I was only needed to architect as they developed their internal development capabilities. And that was fine with me because, in my experience, clients that learn to run and build and manage their own systems are always the most successful ones. And frankly, once this bank had figured out customer profitability, they still needed help in plenty of other areas. And we consultants, we thrive on variety.
Thank you for tuning in to the Ask Qubit About Analytics podcast. Do stay in touch. You can email us at info@quebit.com or check out past episodes and transcripts at qubit.com/podcast. Until next time, take care.